The Daily Talk Show, episode 632.
Happy Labor Day, you absolute animals.
Yeah, it's Monday here in Melbourne.
What is Labor Day? We don't know public holidays in Australia.
Labor Day Australia? Well, it's specific to Victoria.
I didn't know Mason was on the show.
It's easier if I do it, if you haven't worked it out.
You're pulling it up.
March 2nd is when it is. No, it's not.
No, it's just it is Labor Day today. Isn't it? Labor Day long weekend.
Yeah. It's in Victoria.
Mate, I was pissed. Okay, I didn't know that there was a public holiday today, which I'm appreciative of. Mm-hmm. But it's also you don't respect them like you do when you're working for somebody or a big cog in the machine. I mean, it's 97. Sorry, mate.
Sebs, have you worked out what Labor Day is?
Does anyone know? We've got George here too. Dodge, do you know what it means?
No idea. I thought labor is not the work. Work labor? Like
Labor Day.
I don't know what that would mean.
Western Australia marks Labor Day on the 1st of Monday.
Yeah, but what is Labor Day
in Australia?
It celebrates the 8-hour working day, a victory for workers in the mid-late 19th century.
What was the first word? It was long.
It celebrates the 8-hour working day.
You didn't that was say a real
celebrates. Celebraciates. It sounded like that.
Celebraciates.
No, it wasn't even a list, but it was, you said celebraciates.
I was like, man, that's a cool word.
Celebrates the 8th working day, a victory for workers in the mid to late 19th century.
The 8th working day, what is that?
8-hour working day.
What's the victory for? What do they win?
No, because I think they had more, potentially.
They're doing 12s.
It's all a bit fascinating, to be honest. Didn't the working week, wasn't that created by industry? Like, you know how we just have it's drilled into us 5 days, you know, whatever it is, 8 hours a day. Wasn't that developed by
industry clothing?
No. Like the Industrial Revolution. Like, why is it the norm, right? Why 5 days a week?
Why do you have breakfast, lunch and dinner? A lot of questions.
Another question is, how am I going to drain my spa? That's what I'm asking at the moment.
You don't need to drain it. You just need to put a heap of chemicals in it.
Yeah, look. There comes a time when you own a spa where you need to shift the water out, put new water in.
You reckon?
Yeah, really? No, definitely. Yeah.
How often do you reckon?
Oh, they say once every 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
How long's your water been in there?
November last year. When did I move in? September, October, November, December, January? Yeah. 5 months.
Okay.
And so I need to do it.
Did my mention the other day of the spa sort of push you to do it?
No, I ran out of chemicals. And so it's a bit worse for wear in there. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what does it look like?
Ledge reports that it's the home of coronavirus in Melbourne.
It's like a slimy green?
No, it's not green at all. It's still warm and it's just like it starts to just get a little bit murky. It doesn't look dirty. It just looks not clear.
Sure.
But no, it's not like swamp water. It's not like the Yarra River. It's not like... All it is like put Aspro into a glass of water.
What's Aspro?
Aspro Clear. It's a Panadol. It's not Panadol because that's paracetamol. Aspro is a different form of
the thing that dissolves when you put in water.
Yeah, aspirin. Panadol. What's the drug in aspirin? It's Aspro. Is that the actual drug? So it's
Aspro
it's a headache.
Like a
it's
brand.
Like a. They're great for headaches. They get to the headache quickly. I feel.
Oh, interesting.
Double of one of those. If you wake up with a dirty little dusty headache from a few glasses of red, it'll sort you right out, son.
What's the difference between that and a Barocca?
Oh, Barocca's a fucking vitamin B12, whatever that bullshit is.
Vitamin C, I'm guessing, because it's.
I
orange.
Love it, but it makes your piss go cloudier than my spa.
Because of all the. We've done a lot of piss and shit chat lately. Wait, you brought that one up.
Yeah, I did bring it up. But you brought up Barocca.
Yeah, no. And I don't get that. I didn't know where it was going to go to.
But anyway, so I'm out. So I have to. I've got to work out. Like, can you? I mean, I shouldn't ask you any of these questions.
No, just ask me.
Do you know if I get like a pot, like a hose, and I suck on one end, siphon. And the water will come through and then out and then it creates the momentum through the hose to go out there.
So I don't know if that will work for a spa.
Fish tanks work. What's the difference?
You're moving a lot more water.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Uh-huh. I think you'd find that your spa's got a hole at the bottom. You just got to undo that.
That's a pain in the ass. It doesn't have a – yeah, there is a – mate, that's a – nah.
I think that you've got to consider gravity.
That's no, but that's siphoning. How do you think people siphon fuel from petrol tanks? The tank is up high, right? So it's like hip height. Mm-hmm. You put the tube in mm-hmm. and suck, and you bring the end of the tube down lower than hip height.
But the thing is, you don't have the lip
out, and it goes down.
But you don't have the lip of a spar like you would. So the problem is that you've got the spar.
Gravity is the reason it works. It pulls it in, and so as soon as it goes down, that is the momentum to draw up the other water. And so I kind of know how it works, but I was hoping.
I feel like a hole in the spar is a way to go. Just like undo it.
A drill or?
No.
It's not there. There's not like a clear. It's not.
Have you Googled the spar?
Googled the spar?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's obviously a no.
No, I haven't Googled the spar.
If you Google the spar, what's the brand?
Man, I don't know. Emptying spar.
No, but what is
How do you empty spa?
No, but you would have to do it in different ways.
If we can't
ways.
Get an answer in 2 seconds with three you gronks typing this in.
Three.
I'm actually just watching a video of a bloke siphoning water from his jacuzzi.
That's what I need. Can you send me that link?
How to drain and refill a hot tub, Swim University, YouTube.
Oh, that guy has created, I think, a whole bunch of YouTube vids all around spa care.
So look at this.
This
so
bloke's name's Tommy as well.
Yeah, yeah, I see your spa. I mean, now we're watching videos of, yeah, I haven't got
spars.
That one.
And so, yeah, you would have a, ideally having a hole at the end yep. so you can then, you know, put a tube in it.
Oh, you know the problem with that is, what's she doing to that spa? The problem with just pulling the plug out, essentially, mm-hmm. is 1,000 litres of water, bro.
Sure.
That's going to go everywhere. Whereas I could pull the hose out at any
flood
moment.
Your next like, door neighbour.
No, yeah. Well, I'll put it into the garden, let it just fill it, and then I'll pull it out.
Sure.
Do you have a drain? You must have a drain somewhere in the backyard.
Somewhere, but then I need a pump. Anyone got a pump?
It's a lot of work. I reckon maybe.
We might have to move. They're selling our house. This is bullying. Yeah, so dream. This is the suburban life coming to an end potentially.
And so
I might move back to the Big Smoke. You not know this, Dodge? Nah,
never heard this.
Yeah, they're selling our house.
Oh, no.
They've reduced our rent $30 a week while they're putting us out once a week for the opening for inspections.
So I heard you on the phone and you said to Amy, you're like, they're paying for a cleaner before every inspection. That's what they're doing. I'm telling them, that's what they're doing.
spot on.
And it's like that call ended. And it's like, okay, you're bringing the guy, it's like, you know, Craig or whatever. From the real estate agent. Hey, Craig. Yeah, we want a cleaner. Yeah.
Sorry, who's
no,
this?
No, it would be good. I mean, it would be great to get it. Okay, yeah. How much? 30. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll do that. And so you went from just like, nah. To just like you ended up sounding pretty pathetic.
No.
Because would you be able to pay a cleaner $30?
No. I like how you've summarized it. It was funnier than how it really happened.
I think that's exactly how it happened.
What really happened is I asked for the cleaner. I want it once a week. And he said, oh, look, I'll put it past them.
You said after every inspection.
Yeah, maybe, which is once a week now.
Okay.
So like, and it was before every inspection. The biggest thing is I don't want my marriage to fall apart based on us worrying about having the house clean for something that's got nothing to do with
it's
us.
It's like fruit's not your problem. The clean house isn't your problem, mate.
How about this though? The people that bought the house, the people who are now selling the house.
The owners?
Yeah, the owners. They were renters of the property that we're in.
Oh, that's cool.
Prior to buying it. But get this, word on the street is that they kept it really messy. Oh. Because what happens is we're renting through another real estate agent. Then Craig comes in and says, hey, guys, we're selling your joint. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with who you're renting through. You still get your lease term of a year that you've signed into. But we're selling your house and we're going to have to do 7 open for inspections and we're going to have to do photos and you're going to have to be out each time. Blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, fucking mate.
That's so annoying.
Why am I going to get stressed out to help this sale? Like, I know it's the right thing to do. So our house is clean and we're going to just keep it like at a base level. And it's nice. It feels nice to live in a clean house. Anyway, yeah, we heard that the people who bought it kept it really messy before each auction, before each open. And they reckon it's like what deterred people, and then they got it for a bit cheaper.
I wonder if they know that that's what they did, so now they're overly sensitive.
Well, for them
for your one, so now they're like, oh fuck,
it's we'll reduce the rent 30 bucks a week.
What are you going to do with the 30 bucks?
Probably some spark hems.
Are you
no?
Are you getting a cleaner or no? You're doing
no.
It
we're
yourself?
Not going to get it. It's actually we've kept it really clean lately.
Where does it normally? When you say like,
no, here's the problem. Can I just tell you though?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
The guy I spoke to, the guy that you did a great, you know, impersonation of me speaking to Craig.
Oh yeah,
Craig's not his real name. Craig said, "I want to come meet you guys. Love to just come over and just check out the property." Came over at like 8:30 p.m.
What was he driving?
Didn't see, but he won us over.
Really?
Such a lovely guy. He's like, here's a little something for you guys. It was in an envelope. And I was like, what's this? And then he left after we chatted to him and he was really lovely and he grew up in the air. You know, like totally smoozed us in a nice way. And we're like, that guy's the best. I want to buy something from him. Yeah. He was a total salesman, but in the nicest possible way, not sleazy or, you know. Anyway, 2 movie vouchers to any cinema. There's like you could do events or village or.
It's like a currency, isn't it?
Dude, almost. $50 worth, 25 bucks a ticket, great. 2 of these, date night, thanks to Craig.
Can you use them after 5 p.m. on Saturdays?
Oh, they're no free ticket. Yeah, I think you can. I think you can with these ones because it's just like, so the ones that we had were free tickets to a certain movie.
But that's a common thing, no free.
Saturday nights, yeah.
But they're not free.
Even the Telstra discounted ones.
Yeah, but there's no incentive to these ones. It's like if I bought George a gold class voucher, the guy wouldn't use it for well over a year. He'd accumulate 6 before he uses one of them, and then he'd take everyone. But that's just a voucher for the. I've paid exactly what everyone else is. It's when there's a deal like a. Free from the, you know, from the Paramount like Pictures have created the single pass to see
what
a certain
brand
movie.
Is that? Is the voucher?
I don't know. Look it up. There's a. It makes sense because it's like you don't want to just be locked to Village. You want to be able to go wherever.
Go to
you
Hoyts.
Want.
Go to Palace
Cinema
Nova.
The Dendy. No, that's Palace as well.
What's the other one that I like? Bree and I go to the one in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
What's that called? Lido? Lido is good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the rooftop one.
Yeah.
It's a real hobby people to go to the cinemas.
To the movies. What was the last movie you saw, Dodge?
The last one I saw, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. No, I think I've seen one since then.
Did you like
Joker,
that?
Joker, probably.
Did you like
Once Upon a Time? Yeah, I loved it.
I haven't seen the Joker, by the way, yet.
So good.
Sebs, can you download both legally? I'll give you money. Just winked at him.
I'm sure he'll be on Netflix soon. What? Well, maybe not Netflix.
Mate,
which
just
is
pay the iTunes. It's like $5 probably or something. Rent it. $9 maybe. $8
Yeah, true.
Just quickly before
By
we...
By the way, it's the movie card potentially. The is movie. That what it's called?
I don't know.
Because there's one here that gives you access to all the different cinemas, including IMAX.
Really?
Yep.
Stan keeps sending me emails. I just got one then. 30 days free trial. They want me back.
They're going to give you I mean, companies are ridiculous now when you call them and say, I'm out. They're just like, bro.
What can we do?
I'll do anything for you. You want me to spoon you?
HelloFresh will do anything.
What's HelloFresh doing?
Oh, they just will give out free boxes and 50% off and all this.
Mate, I'll if you don't deliver at 2 a.m., I'm in. Deliver during business hours when we're not home. Just quickly, Shark Lords is... on FX and Hulu, March 9. Is that today? What's the date? It's the date. No, it's the Labor Day's 5th or something? 6th? Shark Lords.
Today. I mean, but that's US, I'm guessing,
so
potentially.
Tomorrow comes out. Shark Lords, Reese Mitchell, our homie.
He's in it.
Yep. He shot it in Florida. This is him wrestling a shark. I remember speaking to him when he was over there and he's just like, it was this fucking robotic shark that they'd put together and it looks like a great series, but I can't wait to watch it. Let's download that one too on Hulu.
Well, I've been getting through the book, Tiny Habits.
Yeah. Great. How far are you in, mate?
I don't know the exact number. Be a quarter.
That's great.
That's awesome.
But we need to be a half way through before.
Look at the smile, the dodgy little smile on his face.
You're not half.
I'm a quarter.
You know, so first off, I mean, obviously you're not reading hard copy because that book hasn't been touched.
I am reading hard copy. Yeah.
How do you know where your page?
It's been here the last week.
There's no bookmark. There's no fold over of page.
No, you can't. You just can't see the bookmark. It's
where is it? Where is it? George? Can you see the bookmark?
I can't see anything.
The main
there's
point.
There's a tiny crease.
My main point.
I think I need to enter the. I think I need to be a sort of like a real prime member of the book club, and read it, which will make Josh not let me beat him in reading it. Like I reckon.
No, well, I am reading. I ended up with you're not listening. I ended up getting my shit together and like power read, and so through audio.
So the whole thing.
50%. But the thing was. The thing is, there were only two people in the book club that read the whole thing.
And they're my heroes.
And so, Callum and Emma. And so, what we're going to do, though, the reason why we're doing the 14th is because it's halfway through the month.
It's an accountability checkup.
Yeah, exactly. And so, if you're only like 10 pages in, there's still hope. You still have like a whole half a month.
Can you buy the book on your thing and I'll speed read? I'll do the whole thing and then
you're going to join. Do you see, is that just sort of distracting from what's going on with you?
Oh, no, not at all. I'll be a part of it to try and.
Well, but I just feel like maybe, you know, water your own grass.
I can do both, to be honest.
I don't know if you can because you're not meeting your own commitments. How's the Adventure Club?
Yeah, but the Adventure Club has actually successfully had an event from start to finish.
Book Club did. Book Club has had more traction. And more things happen more people were involved. How many people went to your bike ride? Excluding 97 and me.
This would be the equivalent of me going to my own adventure club, getting halfway through the ride and then saying, I'm a bit done, guys. Continue the ride.
You're missing the point.
We're going to throw it to the jury, Dodge and Sevs.
It's a pretty funny analogy.
But it's not true, is it? Because there's so much more to a book club than reading the book.
Like what?
Talking about it.
Talking about the book, coaching people through the book.
It's like me talking about the last half of the ride and I wasn't there. Guys, that was, you know.
No. Let me just completely run you different. Through the I'm involved in the book. I'm part of the book club. I just think that what are you doing with the Adventure Club?
I'm letting you do your thing.
But the thing is, I'm doing. I think that maybe there's a bit of projection going on, and so I think that what's happened. No, if I'm just give me a moment.
I mean, I'm the only one with a microphone that gets to call out the bullshit.
Now, here we go.
These two gronks don't do it. They're thinking it. They're thinking exactly what I'm thinking.
Well, the thing is, George can call out. I can't call out because I haven't done anything either.
And so
you don't have a club though. You're sweet. That's
true. So this is the thing. But in all seriousness, I don't want you to enter the club, the book club, because I think that's a distraction from what you are meant to be doing, which is the adventure club. And so until you are actually, because on the 14th, we'll have a huge amount. Like we had, how many people did we have at the book club, Sevs?
Eight.
Yeah. And so there was like outside of us, like
Scooter's
like part of the show. Like there was only... We only had Ramble. We had one person and he's going to start working with us this month.
Mm.
And so in regards to where we can put our time, I think like I'm really happy with where the book club's going.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're running a book club, read the fucking book.
I am reading the book. The question is.
Don't hold a bike ride and not ride a bike.
Well, I think that it's just different. It's just different things. But I think what are you doing for the book, for the adventure club?
Nothing. That's why I'm not talking about it. But I'm not the guy read the books.
It's like you're actually pissing me off because it's not because
the truth is so hard sometimes.
No, but the thing is that like you're not in the fucking arena. I'm in the arena.
That's it. If you get it from George, you know you fucked up.
No, I am
because that's exactly what you said to him last time. With the
But seriously, no. But can't you relate to that? Like not you're just like. Sideline, like saying, if I'm in, it will be better.
No,
you need to water your own grass.
That's what I said. I said, if I'm in, I reckon it might inspire you to actually?
This has inspired me. I want the competition to be like this. I have to find all the motivation within because there's no competition over at the Adventure Club. Lifehack Club doesn't even exist. Like, but that is
no, it exists more than ours because we're actually now you two. We're paying a subscription for Zoom and a subscription for yours. So I need a subscription for my club.
The thing is, I reckon like the book club is by far having the biggest impact on our community because even if I don't read it, there are like I got so many messages people saying that was a great book. George, what about Kaz, your mum?
Yeah, she will join the next Zoom call, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I reckon I think you should announce the next book earlier because I think that's where like people haven't even got this book yet and it's already
You should tell himself a year before.
Or whatever.
Do you want me to announce the next book now?
Do you know the next book?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
What is it?
Do you want to know?
No, I don't. Yeah, yeah. Just fucking get
it. It's called it's the Advice Trap. We're going to do market engagement.
Yes, yeah, great.
I love that.
Okay.
Order now.
I'm in there. I'm going to get in there. Yeah. I'm going to run my own side.
I mean, she stocked up on this one, but it hasn't had much
traction. So how much stock has she got?
I think they ordered about 7 in.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.
And so it's just... And so, but I have a feeling, I think I was saying this to you. Actually, no, I think I said it in my head. I was like, man, it's going to be great for them because I've got such a good taste in what's coming up and what's good.
Mm.
And so I think that if they put them on the shelves,
yeah,
they'd be like, oh shit, people actually love the books. Yeah. So even outside of the book club, I think I'm a great curator. And so I think that... But I'm being serious. Did she say...
Well, she's loved both the books so far.
So she's mentioned Tiny Habits to you?
Yeah.
What has she said?
She just said Tiny Habits is great.
Perfect. Okay. And so I think the thing is, the thing with the clubs, in all seriousness, like bullshit aside, you're not doing enough.
Okay.
And so what does it look like? Like for people who are joining the Adventure Club?
My problem last month was talking about it.
There's a lot of problems, a lot of...
No, but I take learnings.
No, I think that wasn't... I think that you've created a story... Where it's like, I'm not going to talk because you didn't tell us about the quad lock deal. You didn't which never really like.
No, it was a fuck around.
So nothing really. Well, you didn't have enough people for them to justify sponsoring.
No, but I was fucking around. That's why I
so the thing was that, like, the whole book,
this is baby getting defensive, by the way, in real time.
No, it's not me being defensive. The thing is that you said that it was going to be, you announced the date. And you didn't even have a bike for yourself up until like 2 days before.
That's okay.
And so what I'm saying is talking wasn't your problem. Not doing is your problem. If you talk and make promises here now.
Says the guy that read 50% of a book club book.
That's better than I'm having more impact than the Adventure Club.
And that's probably putting a bit of mayo on top.
So
50%. How many pages did we get through?
I don't know. It's on my Audible. What are you committing to? What are you committing to? I think it's more fun if you commit to something.
No, there's no point. I'm taking learnings and they'll come back strong and absolutely thump.
When? But it's March.
Thump your club. That's the point. We did one in February and we're going to do one in March.
Sebs,
that's what
we
do once a month, don't we?
George, like, are you guys seeing the ridiculous nature of this in all seriousness?
Tommies have higher impact in the moment. And so, one a month is...
Mine's an always on. But the higher impact, if it's only for 2 hours, I'm having impact.
It's not about the impact on the community.
It's not even about me.
It's not even about the impact. It's not even about the impact on the community.
The book club is its own thing. I'm not even... I'm just the...
Sebs, he's not looking for an answer. He's looking for you to say what he's saying.
You're not listening. Oh, mate, that is...
You didn't finish off the rest of the book.
You're not listening. You're not listening. You would have heard were fucking on your phone the whole time. I had to bring up about the fact that you were on the phone because everyone was looking. When you were on your phone
during the book club,
I was seeing fucking six faces just being like, are they really just like midway? And you were having a conversation with Ramble. And when I pointed
how
out,
do you
when
know
I
who
said,
they're looking at, it's on a grid.
You could see by the like their faces, like, are we really talking about not listening and about phone use and all this stuff? And you and Ramble are on your phones talking. You would mute yourself thinking that we couldn't see you and you were talking. And then when I brought it up, everyone laughed because that was reality. And so if we're going to talk about you're not listening, we need to-
Defensive again.
I just would like to say, I think like, let's ignore the fact that the book club exists. If we were like, we only had one club and it was an adventure club, I think that we would be disappointed as a show.
We had a fun time. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
You build it up. You got to build it.
But you're protecting your position.
No, what about what?
So what? When? Like
I said, the learnings. Is, I said the learnings March from last time
is going to turn out hectic. By the end of the month, there's going to be heaps going on. Why don't you just put in some dates?
Oh, I haven't because I'm not going to do that today.
And so when does that? When do we see an action with that?
Yeah, this week, guys.
So this week.
So that's all you get.
Is it Wednesday? Can we at least have a day?
Absolutely not.
What day? So by Friday this week, you'll tell us what the next adventure is.
By Sunday, because that's the end of the week. Can I get confirmation on that? That's the end of this week in a whole.
Well, I just so by then. Okay. You're already talking about the 15th.
Can I get confirmation 15th, that it's the end of the week?
Literally.
Sunday, finish off the week, and I can have it out by then? Can I get a confirmation that that's the end of the week?
I think people probably get annoyed by my whinging, but I'll just say.
But is that the end of the week? Can I get a confirmation?
Yes, it is. It's fine. But the thing is, you're just distracting. Well, it's not a snippet. Like, you're just distracting from the fact you haven't done anything yet. And the 15th is halfway through the month. And for you to wait until the 15th of before you even start talking about anything. People already know the book. People are getting the book. People are starting to post about the book.
You've done your first thing.
Pardon?
You've done your first scene the day before. Mm.
And so I just think that like I'm just empathizing for people who are wanting adventures and they're just like, this guy's just taking the piss.
I love it.
Are we going clubbing? Is that one of the adventures?
It could be, George.
Okay.
Would you be down?
Yeah, definitely.
Love it.
All right, so Daily Talk Show. You can become a VIP Gronk.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at? What?
Just wrapping up the convo. Had enough.
Yeah. TheDailyTalkShow.com/Gronks. You can sign up there. If you do it by the 13th. See, I think dates are so important. Happy Harry texted me after when you're bagging out meetings. Like, meetings are bullshit.
What? I didn't bag out meetings.
Sebs, did he bag out meetings?
I said,
the Zoom episode.
No, I said,
we were talking about the Zoom and
I said meetings, and what happens is a reoccurring meeting in a business can get stale, and people just, there's no purpose to a whip other than a to do list. It's not bagging out meetings.
And so the thing is that Happy Harry was like, he gave some pointers. You got to come up with three through his theatre group, you got to come up with three actions and then the next meeting they need to be checked. But yeah, I just think like we should promote dates and times to make things happen. So the 13th of March is the cutoff. By the 13th of March, we're going to gather all the people who have signed up to be a VIP Gronk, thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks, and you get free stickers. We're sending them out. We're covering all the postage, the handling, the stickers, all of it free. And so you just have to go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. There's one question in there. It's asking what your hobby is. And this is so we get to know you and we can start to incorporate you more into the show. Sevs, what are some of the hobbies that people are mentioning?
We got a sign up from Tim.
Timbo.
A few of his hobbies. He's got a one-year-old baby girl born today.
Congratulations, Tim.
Running and jogging. He loves Hawthorn Football Club, traveling before they had the baby. Boozing with mates, sports, podcasts, hanging out with his wife and baby girl. And he also says, love your podcast. Thanks. You guys keep me company as I am a carpenter who works on my own. I found you guys 2 months ago and am now hitting up the back catalog. Cheers. Can't wait for the stickers.
Booyah. Thanks, Tim.
We also got a submission from Lyndon, who loves flying helicopters.
Right, that's solid.
Oh, that's cool.
Solid.
Photography, hiking.
More? Being a pilot or?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
One more. Yeah, so we got one from Emma. Emma from the Gold Coast, Burley Heads. Taking naps, hanging out at the beach/pool, drinks with friends, if that's a hobby, trashy TV. I'm reading, interested in all the clubs, but realistically, probably only the book club and life hack clubs.
Well, mainly because they're
she's up on the Gold Coast.
But also just in regards to like, if she wants to plan out her month, you need to know what's going on. Yeah. All right, good.
All right. Looking forward to you guys coming to Byron / the Gold Coast and doing a show tour. We could do an adventure to the Byron Lighthouse or around Burley Headland and then drinks at the Burley Pavilion. That's I'll organise it all.
I reckon there's a high chance we go to Byron, stay at George's mum's place.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I heard she's got a big joint.
Got a few spare rooms, yeah.
With a few spare rooms.
Yeah.
That's for us.
We could do both. I like the idea because it wouldn't be a big road trip. It'd be, what, 2 hours?
To the Gold Coast?
Yeah.
From Byron? No, 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Fuck, that's great. Yep. Well, definitely. Right? It's a daily talk show. Remember the dailytalkshow.com/gronks if you want to get more involved with the show. Would appreciate it. Also, Apple Podcasts, if you leave us a review, that's always appreciated. And if you're someone who's on Instagram, you can screen grab that you're listening or maybe take a photo where you are and tag us up so we can say thank you. Otherwise, see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.